Hi, and welcome to the Theme Park Trainer Podcast with your hosts, Ryan and Dan.
Hello.
This week we're releasing our second episode of the week, and we're going to be kind of focusing the entire episode on Fastpass and which Fastpasses we would recommend choosing for your three at each of the parks. So Magic Kingdom, Epcot, Disney's Hollywood Studio, and Disney's Animal Kingdom. So which Fastpasses we would recommend for each of those parks and why. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the podcast.
Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
So we had a question actually put to us, and I thought it'd be good to dedicate an episode to it. And basically, it's interesting because I've been helping out a friend of ours, Stu, this week on kind of organising his advanced dining reservations, because me and Stu are going at the same time this year. So I've been doing mine, but we're going to save that for a future episode. And then he turned around and said to me, you know, if it wasn't for you, I would have no idea what I'm doing. And actually, when you take a step back, I mean, we're talking about ADRs, but I think it applies to Fastpass as well. If you've never been to Disney World before, and you then do your booking, you set up your My Disney Experience account, all that kind of thing. Disney's explanation that they send you in emails, and first of all, emails isn't the best way of communicating, but it's actually not that easy to actually realize what the hell is going on. Like, you get this email saying you can book your dining reservations now, and it's like, okay, how do I do that? Well, it doesn't really tell you. And then fast passes is like, okay, well, what fast passes do I choose for which day and why? And you know, the question came first of all from Stu, but also somebody else I was speaking to on Twitter yesterday, Sophie. She said, you know, we're booking our trip and we don't know what fast passes to choose for each park. So I thought, actually, let's dedicate an episode to it, and I guess our recommendations, maybe they're not perfect, everyone's going to be different, but I think we're basing our recommendations probably on two things. One, personal preference on the attractions, but two, usually it's slightly weighted towards what is going to be the longest queue and what can I kind of skip with a fast pass. Would you say that was fair?
Yeah, completely. I think you've got to be careful about which ones you pick, because you've got a relatively limited number, haven't you?
You're limited to three initially.
Yeah.
And then you can, once you've used those three, you can then pick another one, and then so on and so forth. But by the time you get to the day and you've used your three, it's very unlikely you'll find a fast pass for an attraction that's busy.
Yeah, and because presumably you can only book, say, your fifth one after your fourth one as you've used
right,
your fourth one.
Exactly.
Yeah, so by the time you'll say, even if you got all three done halfway through the day, chances are whatever you're getting a fast pass for won't be until like late afternoon.
Yeah, and it's not going to be for an attraction that's very busy or, you know, potentially very good.
Yeah.
Potentially. Depends on the day. But yeah, the other thing is we have to bring some personal preference into it, because if we were going based on what attraction is the busiest, we'd be recommending you get a fast pass for Peter Pan's flight.
And we are not.
Yeah, and let you know, spoilers a little bit, but we're not doing that, okay? So I reckon if all was good with you, Dan, I reckon we should start off in the Magic Kingdom.
Yeah, because good place to start, as always.
Yeah, and I actually think it's the simplest of all of the four, because in some of the parks, and we'll go into this in a bit, they actually break down the Fastpass system even more and split them into groups, but we'll go into that when we get to one of those parks. So what you need to know about the Magic Kingdom is that there is no such group. So basically you can book any three attractions that you want in the Magic Kingdom for your Fastpasses. So I'm going to start off with my list. And actually, I think for me, it's relatively simple. And it is Space Mountain, Splash Mountain, and Thunder Mountain.
Cover off all three mountains.
Yeah, get the mountains done. I mean, that's my
good
three. Oh, see, I'm already going back on my list. What I might do is swap Splash Mountain with the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train.
Right, okay, yeah, that's a good shout.
It depends on when I'm getting to the park. If I'm getting to the park for opening, I'll go and ride Seven Dwarfs Mine Train straight away and then stick to my three fast passes. If I'm getting there even half hour after the park opens, then I'm going to have to book that Seven Dwarfs Mine Train fast pass because that attraction is just mentally busy.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm looking at fast passes that are available today, and bearing in mind it is, 10 o'clock UK time, so we're not even looking at park opening for another few hours yet.
Yeah, it's 5 a.m.
Yeah.
Florida time.
And every attraction in Magic Kingdom has fast passes available still, apart from the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. So
yeah, that is just one of the busiest attractions, isn't it? Just yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
So that's my list. I don't know what does your list look like?
I mean, mine would be very similar. I would go with Big Thunder. That would probably be my main one.
Mm, it's a nightmare to queue for.
Yeah, it always is, and it's really hot, especially around that sort of area. Yeah,
it's horrible.
Yeah. I would probably go with Seven Dwarfs, mm-hmm. Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, just because it is so busy. And I'd probably throw in Splash Mountain as my third. As I've said before, I'm not massively keen on Space Mountain, so we don't tend to go on it that often.
Yes. I remember you saying.
But yeah, I think everything else is generally not too bad. I mean, sometimes Splash Mountain's not too bad.
It's not. Splash Mountain is usually okay.
Yeah, and I mean, some of the queue is inside as well, so it's not. So you're kind of like out of the heat a bit.
Yeah.
So it's not too bad. But
you sure you don't want to swap one of those for It's a Small World?
No, of course not, Ryan. Of course not. A silly question.
I think, you know, if that's our list. I think if you're with kids who really want to meet the characters, you might want to swap out some of those for things like meeting Mickey Mouse at Town Square Theatre, you know, meeting Rapunzel and Tiana at Princess Fairy Tale Hall, that kind of thing. But if you're just going on the attractions, I think we're in agreement, apart from swapping out Mine Train as and when, depending on your day.
Yeah. Yeah, and this certainly isn't because of these aren't necessarily the best rides. I mean, they are good rides, but things like Pirates or
Haunted Mansion,
yeah, generally the queue's not too bad, so you don't really need to book a fast pass for them. You don't need to use up one of your fast passes.
Yeah,
definitely go on the ride, but
yeah,
just queue for it.
I mean, we've said it before, Haunted Mansion continually wins best attraction every year or in various different polls, and that's not on our list, and as Dan said, that's not because it's a terrible ride. It's fantastic, but it's just not needed. Unless you're in a really busy day, it's just not necessary to get fast pass that attraction. The queue is fairly moving all of the time within that.
Yeah, because I mean the ride itself is constantly moving.
Yeah.
So it's a pretty smooth queue, really.
Exactly, and you know, if you're queuing outside at Haunted Mansion, it can get pretty warm. But trust us when we say Big Thunder is worse.
Yeah, much worse. There are some covered over bits, isn't there, in Haunted? So
yeah. But there's no fans, from memory.
No, I don't think there is.
Which is
awful. I'm trying to think, are there fans in
Big Thunder? Well, if there are, they don't work properly.
They're just like those tiny little portable fans.
Yeah.
Attached to the ceiling.
I mean, if it's your first time, then and you're thinking, okay, I really want to do the classic Disney attractions. It's going to be on a weekend, it's going to be really busy, what should I do? I would say book your Pirates, book your Haunted Mansion, and probably book the Jungle Cruise as well. They're three like classic Walt Disney attractions that you should ride if that's what you're into. But if you're looking to beat the long lines, then the Three Mountains and Seven Dwarfs Mine Train are going to be your best bet, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's very unlikely you'll ever need a fast pass for things like the Barnstormer or Dumbo or It's a Small World, Mad Tea Party. Winnie the Pooh can be busy, but it's not that bad to wait for. Film of Magic, you'll never need a fast pass for. Peter Pan's Flight, you will if you've got kids that are big Peter Pan fans. you'll need to get a fast pass because it's like the longest queue in Magic Kingdom, and I still don't understand why.
No.
but most of the things you should be okay for. Nice. So that's Magic Kingdom out of the way. Shall we move on to my favourite theme park?
Epcot.
Well remembered. And this is a park that actually splits fast passes out by two different tiers. We're going to call it Group A and Group B. So basically you can choose one attraction from Group A and two from Group B. So Group A includes Frozen Ever After, Illuminations, Reflections of Earth, Soarin', and Test Track. And Group B includes basically everything else. So Disney Pixar Short Film Festival, Journey into Imagination with Figment, Spaceship Earth, The Seas of Nemo and Friends, Turtle Talk with Crush, Epcot Character Spot, Mission Space, both green and orange, and Living with the Land. So, Dan, did you want to go first on this one?
Yeah, I could do. Now, normally, I would always go with Soarin' as my like main choice, but I haven't been on the Frozen ride. And I know that gets ridiculously busy.
Yes, it does.
And Soarin's got its
third concourse.
Third concourse. So I don't know what the queue's like for Soarin'. Presumably it's like 50% shorter, maybe.
Yeah, doesn't quite work out that way.
It probably doesn't, does it? It probably is still busy. But I don't know, I would probably go... The thing is, when I go in June, we'll probably go to Epcot at least twice.
Yeah.
So I would probably go Frozen one day, Soarin' the other.
Yes, yeah.
So it really depends. Like, if you've got a family with kids, you're probably going to want to go Frozen. Mm. If you're slightly older, then you'll probably want to go Soarin', just because Soarin' is such a busy queue.
Yeah, it is.
Test Track's a really good ride, but it's not as bad as Soarin', queue-wise.
Yeah.
And for my other two, I would probably get one for Spaceship Earth, just because it can get a bit busy.
Yeah.
Can do. I'm just trying to think of what my other one would be. I know we've got one for like Mission Space before, but not always.
I can't think the last time I waited for that attraction, like at all. It's just a walk-on now.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. So we don't tend to get that. I think maybe in the next time we go... It may be something like Living with the Land, because you've spoken so highly of it recently.
Yeah, I mean, I don't. Have you been on it before?
I'm sure we have at some point, but not recently.
I mean, if you like plants, then it's your right. It's the right to go on.
But... So now you're trying to down. Now you're trying to talk it down, Ryan.
I'm not trying to talk it down. I'm just saying. Like, I know you're not a fan of slow moving boat rides. I mean, this one doesn't involve any singing, at least.
No, I don't mind slow moving boat rides, Ryan. It really is the singing.
It's just a small one.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. If we go to Epcot together at some point, I will ensure that we not only go on Living with the Land, but I will sing It's a Small World the entire way around as well.
You really don't need to. I don't want to put pressure on you, you know. But I mean, generally I'm just skimming through the attractions, and they're generally not too bad to queue for, really, the secondary ones.
No, they're not, actually. They're not at all.
So it's quite difficult to pick, like, two others, really.
I completely agree. I'm stuck as well. I always am in Epcot. So from Group A, the one that I would choose, again, it's a tough call between Frozen and Soarin'. So what we always tend to do is... Because we go to Epcot during the Food and Wine Festival, we get there for opening, which is usually 9 o'clock, unless there's extra magic hours. We either do a fast pass for Frozen or Soarin'. And actually, what I think we did last year is we got there for 9, we went straight on Soarin', then we went over and did a Test Track, and we had an afternoon fast pass for Frozen.
Right, okay, yeah.
Because... I don't mind waiting for Test Track, so by the time I'm done Soarin', Test Track's usually about 45-minute queue.
Yeah, then that's not too bad at all, is it?
It isn't too bad, and it's inside.
You're completely inside as well, aren't you? Yeah.
It's okay, it's not too bad. Soarin' just goes really slowly in comparison.
Oh, so slowly.
So, yeah, I'll always say if you've booked that Frozen Ever After Fast Pass, get to Soarin' first and then do Test Track straight after. Because that, for me, is just the way that I prefer queuing for stuff. Illuminations, we have got a fast pass for in the past. It basically gives you a better viewing area of the fireworks.
Right, okay.
And you don't have to wait for like an hour before. You can just kind of turn up and they let you into this little roped off area where you can just go and chill out a little bit more. Don't think that it's going to give you perfect viewing spot, because if other fast passers get there before you, there's still a chance they're going to be up by the railings and in your way. So, you know, if you don't mind waiting 45 minutes of fireworks, don't even bother with getting a fast pass for it if you want to get a good spot. If you're not interested in standing by the railing and getting an amazing spot, then just stand a little bit further back, don't get a fast pass, and you can still see the fireworks. So, you know, that's what I would say.
Yeah, I mean, I never really see the point of getting like a fast pass for a show, that sort of thing.
No.
Just because it's so varied depending on, you know, where you stand and all this sort of stuff. You never know what you're going to get regardless of whether you've got a fast pass or not.
Exactly. At the end of the day, if you're not the first fast passer in there, then you could still have a basketball player standing in front of you.
Yeah.
So, yeah, these things can happen.
And they are very fond of Disney, so, you know, they go there a lot. Basketball players, you know.
They do. Yeah, the other thing is, so we managed to get an Illuminations one as our kind of fourth fast pass. So we thought, we may as well do kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you know, have a look after you've done your three. If it's there, by all means, book it. But as for Group B, it's tough because the Disney Pixar Short Film Festival, you won't ever need a fast pass for. Journey into Imagination with Figment, 90% of the time you won't need a fast pass for. Last time I was there, for some reason, it was a queue of half an hour, which I couldn't believe. It was ridiculous.
Busload of Figment fans just turned up.
Yeah, the Figment convention just turned up. Spaceship Earth is probably one that I would book because it's at the front of the park. It can get busy, as Dan said. It depends, like in late afternoon, evening, there's hardly anyone there. Don't make it your first attraction at the start of the day because that's what everybody else does. Seas with Nemo and Friends is always a walk-on. Turtle Talk with Crush, there's never a wait for. Epcot character spot, maybe, if you've got kids or you really want to meet the characters, that could be one that you choose from Group B. Mission Space, I don't think really ever has a queue. And Living with the Land. So if it was me, I'd probably choose Spaceship Earth and Live with the Land. But
yeah.
From my experience, certainly at the time of year I go, I don't really wait for either of those. So I've actually had it in the past where I've booked Group 2 from Group B and not done either of them because I've just been able to walk on.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing, isn't it? It's like Spaceship Earth, as you say, can be so varied, can't it? Sometimes there'll just be no queue for it, and then sometimes there'll be like an hour queue. You're like, what the hell? What's going on?
Yeah.
But
yeah, it's a weird one.
Yeah, it's generally, it's just a shame they have that like restriction on the fast passes. I can kind of see why they do it, but it's a bit annoying. Like maybe it'd be nice if like Test Track came out of it or something.
Yeah, moves into B.
Because I mean, the main two are Frozen and Soaring, really, like the two long waits.
Yeah. Although, believe it or not, until summer last year, Living with the Land was also in Group A.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. So, I don't know if you remember, but I made quite a big deal out of it. I think it might have been on the podcast where I was so excited that Living with the Land was on Group B now.
Oh, I see. I do remember that, actually. Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So, I mean, how many years has Living with the Land been there?
I don't know off the top of my head, but it's been there a long time.
Right. So, yeah, I mean, Test Track's got probably a bit of a way to go.
Yeah, I think so.
I can hear you jabbing away on the keyboard.
Even my quiet MacBook is not hiding the fact that I'm trying to research as we're recording. 1st of October 1982, so opening.
1982, okay. And Soaring, Test Track must have been...
The reimagining of Test Track was 2012.
Right, I mean, I'm probably thinking like mid-2000s, so 2005, 6-ish.
Something like that, yeah.
Because I know I was there when they were building it.
It is something like that, I'm sure. 1999.
Yeah. Wow, okay.
Yeah.
So I must have been there when they were building it, like my first year, the first time I went.
Yeah, 1999. So yeah, so I say the attractions are a walk on, and we never use our fast passes for Group B in Epcot. Usually, it's because I'm halfway through World Showcase, having eaten quite a lot, being a little bit merry, shall we say, and we're like, we're just going later because it won't be busy. So if you're about, then you may as well use them. But I'm just saying, I'm usually eating a baklava or some kind of.
It's usually half
steak
cut
or something. Yeah, exactly. Just,
that's the real reason you miss your fast passes, because you're half cut.
Yeah, this is why I recommend.
You can't read your watch.
I recommend getting your fast passes for the big rides in Group A in the mornings where there's a festival on. Because otherwise you may end up skipping them because you're a bit tipsy. Or make it frozen in the afternoon, because it's a nice way to just chill out.
Just sit in the boat and, you know, zone
go.
Out. Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
Bazinga. So, moving away from Epcot, on to let's go to Animal Kingdom.
Ooh, okay.
And as of right now, there's no grouping, so it's like Magic Kingdom. However, we're going to treat it like it's May the 27th, because I don't want this episode to go out of date that quickly.
We're only a month away, pretty much.
Exactly. So let's assume that Avatar is open. So Pandora, the world of Avatar, is open. Once that opens on May the 27th, there are now two groups, Group A and Group B. Group A includes just two attractions, Avatar Flight of Passage and the Na'vi River Journey. So that's your two Pandora attractions are included in Group A. And then Group B includes everything else. So Dinosaur, Exhibition Everest, Festival of the Lion King, Finding Nemo the Musical, Stuff to Be a Bug, Kali River Rapids, Kilimanjaro Safaris, Meet Favourite Disney Pals at Adventurer's Outpost, Primeval World, and Rivers of Light. So, from Group A, I would personally, having not done either of these attractions yet, I would personally would say Flight of Passage, because
yeah.
I just think that's going to be the busier of the two. It's going to be the more intense attraction, it's going to be the busier of the two, in my opinion. So I think that's the one to go for. That being said, I've seen screenshots and things of the boats from Na'vi River Journey, and it looks like there are only four people to a boat. So
really? Okay.
It hasn't been officially confirmed yet, but it's looking like that is the way that it's happening, which means...
Snug.
Yeah, which not only means it's going to be snug, but it also means that it could be really busy if there's only a capacity of four per boat.
Yeah, I mean, I'm assuming they're going to have, like, similar to Haunted Mansion, it will be a continuous flow. Or I suppose with any boat ride, really. Not yeah. The Haunted Mansion is a boat ride. But
I was going to say, what mansion have you been on?
I was there when it was flooded. but obviously, generally with the boat ones, they give a little bit more space between boats, don't they?
Yeah.
Than the likes of Haunted Mansion, which is like pretty much back to back.
Yeah.
Cars. So yeah, I mean, that could get a bit busier if they do that.
Doom,
which is only
buggies.
Four. What was that?
They're called Doom Buggies.
Doom Buggy. Oh, what, the little pod things?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know that.
There you go.
Learn something new every day.
Yeah, it's a tough one, because we don't know how busy these are going to be. But based on just what I'm thinking so far, it's Flight of Passage. And then my two from Group B is actually quite an easy choice. It's going to be Kilimanjaro Safaris and Dinosaur, I think.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I think Dinosaur. Just because I know Dinosaur isn't everyone's cup of tea. Like, I'm reading lots of thoughts at the minute. People hate Dinosaur, they think it's that great. You're wrong, but
categorically wrong.
You know, it's a fact that you're wrong. You're not entitled to that opinion when it's wrong. But yeah, I just think that Dinosaur on a busy day is often busier. It often seems busier than Expedition Everest. I don't know why, it just feels like it is. So neither of the attractions really feel that busy anymore, though. So either or for me, between Dinosaur and Exhibition Everest, I just prefer Dinosaur as an attraction. I know that might seem mental, but I would choose Dinosaur. Kilimanjaro Safaris is a must. Like, you can't swap that one out at all. That one is horrible to queue for. It's really hot, like really hot. It's like almost Big Thunder Mountain hot. So definitely book a fast pass for Kilimanjaro. And then I would say go for whichever one, you know, you feel you want to ride the most. And it could be that actually you want to get a slot in Festival of the Lion King, or you want to meet some Mickey and Minnie at Adventurer's Outpost, you know, something like that. That's absolutely fine. But I would say my choice would be Dinosaur and Kilimanjaro, as well as Flight of Passage.
Yeah.
What about you?
Good choice. Yeah, so I think for me, I would agree with you with Flight of Passage. I think based on the fact that they haven't shown like anything away from the actual ride, really. They've shown a lot more of Navi River Journey, so I would think that Flight of Passage is going to be the bigger ride. It's going to be the more popular one. It's going to be the slower moving of the two.
Yeah.
You know, despite if there are only four people in the boat, I still think it will be the slower of the two queues.
I think so. I mean, I know like we shouldn't compare it to Soarin' because we actually don't really know what this is going to be like. But let's assume that loading wise, it's similar to Soarin'.
Yeah, and if it's a similar sort of length as well.
Yeah.
That's the real killer in Soarin', isn't it? It's because it is what, like 15 minutes long. Maybe it's not that long.
It's definitely not that long.
No, I'm probably being optimistic there. It feels 15 minutes just because it's so good.
I think it's like 5.
Probably. It's probably so short.
it's like five and a half minutes.
Wow, I would have gone with like 8 or 9. But rather than my optimistic 15.
The Grand Fiesta Tour starring the Three Caballeros is longer at 7 minutes.
Wow, okay. But that kind of feels longer because it's a little bit, it's not as good.
What?
It is good, it's not as good.
It's much better now that they've got the animatronics back in there.
Right.
Which you
I'm just saying, it's no Soarin'.
So if you go on there, back on there when you go in June,
right,
you'll see the Three Caballeros animatronics, like the original animatronics. They're really old, but they're really, really cool.
So are you saying I should get a fast pass for Three Caballeros rather than Soarin'?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm definitely not saying that. I'm saying it's cool that they're back.
That's okay. Okay. Well, I'll definitely go on there. So when it's back, when I'm there in June, so I shall see. I'll come back and I'll be like, oh, I got it so much better than Soarin'.
Yeah, you'll be like, I rode it 10 times in a row because you don't need a fast pass.
I didn't ride Soarin' at all.
Does anyone want my Soarin' fast pass? Because I've got to ride the Grand Fiesta Tour again.
I'm sure that'll happen. So I would go with Flight of Passage. And then my other two, I agree, I would go with Kilimanjaro Safaris, just because it's, you have to.
Yeah.
It's so long. And then my second one would probably be, I would probably go Expedition Everest over Dinosaur. I agree that they're both like quite short queues. I prefer Expedition over Dinosaur.
Yeah.
But I don't understand why like Expedition Everest is so quiet.
It's weird, isn't it?
I don't get it. It's like the Mummy in Universal. It's so quiet, but it's such a great ride.
But the thing is, that Animal Kingdom. Okay, let's go back to where we are right now. Let's say that Pandora is not open because it's not. But where you are right now, at Animal Kingdom, it's one of the best attractions there. It's one of the three best attractions.
Yeah,
and I don't understand why it's never busy. Like
no, I don't get it. It's like
it's weird.
Pretty much walk on, isn't it? There's once you get to the front, there's a bit of a queue.
Yeah, but it's 15 minutes at most, really.
Yeah, it really is.
It's weird.
I don't get it. And obviously, once Avatar does open or Pandora does open, it's gonna be even quieter.
That side of the park's gonna be dead.
Yeah. Yeah, because everyone will be over at Pandora, and the queue for Expedition, it will probably be basically walk-on, won't it?
Yeah, I would think so.
I mean, that'd probably be my three choices. Not that you necessarily need a fast pass for Everest, but you probably do every now and then if it's
random, if you're there, busy. If you're there this weekend, in Easter weekend, if you're there during the summer holidays, you're there Christmas or holiday season, depending on where you're from. It's Christmas, all right? It's called Christmas. Then, yeah, you're going to need a fast pass for those two. I think if you're there quieter times of the year, you probably won't, to be fair. Other ones you could swap out for, potentially Primeval World. That can get busy if you're a fan of those kind of rides. I love Primeval World. That can get busy. Kali River Rapids is horrible to queue for. It's very warm. It is usually quite busy. I'm just not a great fan of that attraction. But
okay, I like it.
If you like it, then...
It hasn't been open the last couple of times I've been there, I don't think.
Oh, okay.
Because it was recently under refurbishment, wasn't it?
Possibly, yeah.
I think it was.
But I think on a warm day, it's always going to be busy. And you might want to swap out one of those, either Dinosaur or Everest, for that. Because it's horrible to queue for compared to those two.
Yeah, that is probably a good shout, actually, isn't it?
So,
I'd probably be tempted to do that, just because Everest is such a short queue.
Yeah, and the queue, I don't mind the queue for Everest, and Dinosaur queue is all inside, unless you're really unlucky and you have to queue on the outside bit, which I've done before, but that's still undercover, so...
Yeah, I think I've done that before, but it was like years ago.
Yeah, it's still undercover, so it's not too bad. But River Rapids is not fun to queue for, it's so warm.
Yeah, so, but you do get a good wash at the end of it.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't say it was a wash.
No, a cool down. That's what I mean.
A cool down, yeah, because I'm not sure how clean the water is. But
I'm not saying I use water rides as a shower when I'm on holiday. Okay.
It's the only time you do shower. So it's been. So what you're saying is it's been nearly 18 months since you've had a wash.
18 months since I've had a shower. Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. So let's move away from Animal Kingdom and finish off our tour of Walt Disney World Fastpass selections with Disney's Hollywood Studios. And I can't go that far into the future to know what Star Wars and Toy Story attractions are going to be like. So we're going to go based on what we've got right now. And again, you've got two groups, Group A and Group B. You can choose one from Group A, which includes Toy Story Mania, Rock and Roller Coaster, Fantasmic, The Great Movie Ride, and Beauty and the Beast live on stage. And you can choose two attractions from Group B, which include Tower of Terror, Star Tours, Frozen Sing-Along, Muppet Vision 3D, Indiana Jones, Epic Stunt Spectacular, Disney Junior, Voyage of the Little Mermaid. So, what would your one from Group A be?
It would always be, until obviously Star Wars comes out, Toy Story.
Yeah.
Midway Mania. Just because it is such a long queue. I haven't been on it since they've introduced the third track, so it should be less. Similar to Soarin', it should be less, but we'll see.
Yeah.
But I would still go with it, given the choice out there. I think Rock and Roller Coaster is one of my favourite rides, but we'll often go on as single riders.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're not too concerned. We've been on it so many times, you know, we're not concerned sitting next to each other, you know, see each other all day.
Yeah, this is it, I suppose, isn't it? Yeah.
But, if it's a short queue, we'll go as a group. If it's busy, we'll go as a single rider. So because you've got that option, you know, we tend to take it up if it is really busy. So it's almost like a fast pass in itself.
Yeah, I think that's a good shout. And I think also, with Rock and Roller Coaster, people, when they get to Hollywood Studios, they do one of two things. They either rush to Toy Story Mania.
Yeah.
Or they rush to the Jedi Academy to sign their kids up for the show.
Oh, okay.
Based on my...
Obviously, without kids, I don't know that.
Well, I just know that that's the thing. I mean, I tried to sign up. Apparently, I'm too old.
Was that last year?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't
Donna
know.
Was like just like really embarrassed. And...
And I was like, I'll just get on my knees. Look, I put my shoes on my knees.
You started begging and it all got a bit messy and they had to phone security. Thug Mickey turned up.
Oh, get out of my park. Oh.
It all got a bit abusive, didn't it, Ryan?
It did, yeah. So I'm not actually allowed back into Disney's Hollywood Studios. So, yeah, I think that's a good choice. And what about from Group B?
Well, Group B would have to be Tower of Terror.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really know why that's not in Group A. Considering Great Movie Ride and Beauty and the Beast are in Group A.
Yeah.
I don't really get that. But, yeah, I would go for Tower of Terror as my first one. And then I don't know. I might be tempted to do like Star Tours, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Just grab one for that. You don't really need one for Muppet 3D, do you? It's not generally not that busy.
No, it's not usually.
Yeah, and with a couple of the other attractions now closed, I wouldn't get one for Indiana Jones. Yeah, I'd probably go with Star Tours, really, because it can be a little bit busy sometimes.
Yeah, I've waited for quite a while for Star Tours before.
It's kind of, you get a real mixed bag with that, don't you? Because obviously when they introduced the new bit, it got a bit busier.
The Force Awakens scene.
Yeah. But that's switched back now, right?
It's in the mix, but it's not in every single ride anymore. Yeah.
Yeah. They've mixed it with the redone ones, didn't they?
Yeah. I don't know why they didn't add a Rogue One scene into that. I'm not sure why that didn't happen.
No. I don't know why, because it's still Star Wars, so.
Yeah. I'm not sure.
Maybe because it just takes so long to do.
Maybe.
They'll probably do one for 8, and again they'll probably do the same thing where they'll make it only the one for episode 8.
Yeah, probably.
For a little while, and then they'll switch back. So they probably do, otherwise it would just be like they bring out the one for Rogue One, and then they'll do that for 6 months or something.
Yeah.
And then, or it may have even been longer than 6 months, was it?
It was there for a while, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, if they're doing that for half the year, then they only have half a year of the all of them.
Yeah, that's true.
But yeah, what about yours?
I think Toy Story Mania for Group A.
Yeah.
Rock and Roller Coaster. I haven't been on in a while because every time I went to go on it, it was down.
Oh, really?
Every time it was broken down. It was really annoying.
Okay. I don't often see that one broken down, actually.
Yeah, so I don't think I went on it on the last trip at all.
What?
Maybe we did once, but I don't know. I can't remember. Maybe we did once. Yeah, but Toy Story Mania, I think, is still quite busy, even with the three tracks now. It's not as busy, but I still fast pass it.
Yeah, we tend to go on it straight away at the beginning, and then we'll have a fast pass for it later on in the day as well.
Yeah, we tend to do that as well. The Great Movie Ride can get pretty busy, and it will be getting busier in the coming months ahead, as it's rumoured to be closing next year.
What, in permanently? Or?
Permanently.
Oh, really?
The contract is up. It has not been re-signed, as far as I know, between Disney and... I want to say...
The History Channel.
I want to say TCM.
TCM?
Is it TCM?
I can't remember, because didn't they have... Because it relatively recently got redone, didn't it? It got new footage added.
Yeah, I want to...
No, I'm thinking of the wrong thing.
I cannot remember who it's sponsored by, and it's really annoying. it's TCM. It is TCM.
Okay.
I was right. Turner Classic Movies. I was right.
Oh, no, I'm thinking of the same thing then, because they recently had new footage added, didn't they, or something?
Yeah, they did.
Was that recently a relatively new sponsorship, or has it always been TCM?
No, it was. They did do that. They had like a 3-year contract or something.
Right.
And then Robert Osborne came in and was hosting it. He passed away a couple of months ago now, I think. That contract, to my knowledge, to what I've been reading, has not been renewed. So there's big rumours circulating that this will be closing.
Okay, that would be weird if they close that.
I would be surprised, unless Disney are completely changing the way that Hollywood Studios is structured. Maybe. For me, if they can get rid of that, if they can get past the Universal agreement, I would not be surprised to see Tower of Terror be replaced with Guardians. I wouldn't.
Yeah.
But only if they can get around that contract with Universal. I would not be surprised to see The Great Movie Ride turn into something else, maybe with a focus on Disney movies.
Mm-hmm.
It just wouldn't surprise me. I think the whole theming of Hollywood Studios is changing quite rapidly. I think the park's name will change very soon as well.
Again? Okay.
Again, yeah, I have a feeling. So I still think I'd choose Toy Story Mania. I don't mind queuing for The Great Movie Ride because you get to watch those movie clips while you're waiting, and they've refreshed those as well. So it's not as bad as it used to be where you get the same like 5 on repeat. So that's all right. I don't mind queuing for that. I think with the others, like Fantasmic, it's great to get Fast Pass for, but the queue to get in with your Fast Pass is still just as long as the standby queue. You'll just get slightly better seats. So if you want to get in there early, which you should do anyway, you don't need a Fast Pass for Beauty and the Beast live on stage.
Yeah, I don't know why people would get a Fast Pass for that.
No, I don't either. Group B, Tower of Terror and Star Tours, easy for me. Frozen Sing Along, no way. Muppet Vision, as you said, Dan, you don't need a Fast Pass for it. Indiana Jones, yeah. It's a massive theatre, lots of capacity, you don't need a Fast Pass for it. Disney Junior, potentially, if you've got small kids, but I don't think you need a Fast Pass for it either. Voyage of the Little Mermaid, again, it's not necessary for a Fast Pass. So I think Star Tours and Tower of Terror are the two obvious Group B choices. For sure. I think.
Yeah, I agree. Certainly until Star Wars Land comes along.
Yeah, Toy Story Land and Star Wars Land could change that. There could be more in Group A, there could be more in Group B. We don't know yet.
Yeah, I don't know too much. Obviously, you've got the Slinky Coaster, haven't we?
Yeah.
Which is a possibility, but we could see some real mix-ups in terms of the Group A, Group B.
Yeah,
once that comes into play, because the likes of Rock and Roller Coaster, Great Movie Ride, Beauty and the Beast, probably all of those will go out, I would have thought.
Yeah, I would think so too.
Yeah, Toy Story will probably still stay, because obviously it will be part of Toy Story Land, and it will probably be still be the one of the busiest attractions in the park.
Yeah, I think so. I think Toy Story Land is going to be pretty busy.
Yeah, yeah.
So those are our Fast Pass recommendations for each of the four parks at Walt Disney World. If you agree with us or you disagree with us, then you can get in contact with us on our website, themeparktrader.com. We're on Facebook.com/themeparktrader. We're on Twitter @themeparktrader. And if you've liked today's show, you've got any suggestions, leave us a comment, throw some thoughts over to us on any of those channels. And we did the show because it came out of a recommendation. So any thoughts you have, we're always happy to create a show for. So we'd also love you to leave us a review on iTunes as well. We really appreciate and we like reading through those. So thanks very much for listening again, and we will see you next week.
Ah, there you are. And just in time, there's a little matter I forgot to mention. Beware of hitchhiking ghosts. They have selected you to fill our quota, and they'll haunt you until you return.